direct from the edge of the lunatic fringe, it's the Raleigh James Show.
I'm Raleigh James. It's Monday night. The time is right for trivia. We've got 3 big hours of it, and we are operating from another studio. Yeah, the one that I created last night. And yeah, and it seemed like it was fine, but just talking to Adam, there are some things that aren't. But hopefully we are together with you, and I am prepared. Well, I'm almost prepared. Actually, you know, you kind of think you're taking the important things, right? when you're making a move. And so it was that I checked everything and forgot to bring the drive with the music. So none to worry. That's what YouTube's for. So just now, all 11 bumpers that are sitting on the drive ready to be played, I don't know where it is. But I did know how to find YouTube. And what I can tell you is that all 11 were on there. So good on that as far as that goes. Now, last week in my haste to I don't know what, but yeah, last week I didn't reveal at the end of the night the question. It was a straggler, actually, too. And that was in India. Student protests have a long history, but one of the demands raises eyebrows. Students right now are lobbying across the country for the right to do this. And I did reveal it Tuesday when a couple of people called me last week, but in case you missed that, they were lobbying for the right to cheat on exams. And it's not just an isolated outbreak of long ago. Just this past year, students at Burdwan Medical College, that's right, they're going to be doctors, in West Bengal, fought for the right to cheat on their finals. Now you say, what? At least that's what I was saying. What? Well, maybe it's not so outlandish after all. Charges of inequality and unfairness have some merit, they say. Even so, it's unsettling to wonder exactly what your doctor knows or is just reading on his iPhone. But there you have it. They were all lobbying for the right to cheat on exams. All right. So 888. 876-5593-8888. Raleigh, I guess you need a new question. We do have 11 bumper stumpers. Oh, I'm ready for you on that. And yeah, thanks to YouTube. Now, an Iowa State University study of men showed married men are better at this than single men. Better at what? All right, so that's your let the fights begin, right? There you go. What is it? 888-876-5593. Now, when you don't know my question, and of course, we can't talk about the bumper stumpers yet because you haven't even heard one of them. And we do have a theme as far as that goes, but just knowing the artists will be more than enough. The prizes are worthless, as you know. You're doing this for the fun of it. We're just trying to have a good time on Monday night. But that said, if you don't know my question and you don't know my bumper stumpers, well, the good news is that you can have absolutely any category you want. Yeah, you just pick something that you're good at, something you know more than anybody else in the class. Ask for some questions and we'll do it. And then, of course, thanks to Lisa and Laura, we have 5x5. We're 4 out of 5, and they're common knowledge questions. We'll just say that most people would know them, and we'll see. Actually, so that's the deal. And attendance will be taken, and class has just begun. 888-876-5593. We'll kick it off with Billy Bob in Bourbon A. Hello, Billy Bob. What's up?
Hey, 79th time caller.
Yes, indeed.
Hey, did I miss something last week? I listened diligently Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Did you play Clyde McFadder's 11th question?
No, I have that. I didn't get to it, but it will be probably tomorrow.
Good. I can look forward to that. Then.
Tomorrow night, you will hear Lover's Question. Indeed, you will.
And one more than request to put on there.
Wait. I got to get the sheet out then. The one I will not lose. Yeah, because after all, when I write them down on napkins and stuff, they tend to go away. So. Let's make this official. And I actually started a file called Requests. What could possibly go wrong? Plenty, I'm sure. All right. So now we have requests out, and there you have. Now let's find you. All right. What do you want to hear?
I want to hear Ragamop by the Hill Brothers.
You want to hear what?
Ragamop.
Ragamop. Okay.
Yeah, I mean the Mills Brothers.
Yeah, I know. Ragamop. Yes, and I know. Okay. And Lover's Question, of course, from last.
And then I'm going to take one quick guess at what married men do more than unmarried men. I'll say they're better golfers.
Oh, that's interesting. That's not it, though.
No. All right.
All right. So we're going to do 5 by 5.
Ready to when you're ready.
What TV show premiered with Kate Jackson, Farrah Fawcett, and Jacqueline Smith?
Charlie's Angels.
Absolutely. What trade gets its name from the Latin word for lead?
Mining, a lead miner?
Plumber.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
All right. Which fast food chain was founded in Joliet, Illinois, featuring soft serve ice cream?
Delirious Queen.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. In the game...
I know they got one in Kankakee. The guy's name was Herb Noble, I think, was the name of the guy that owned it.
Well, good. In the game Monopoly, the iron piece was replaced by what object for a game piece?
Oh, you got me. We'll have to get you next week again.
Oh, man. You know, I wouldn't have known that either. It's a cat, and I must admit...
Meow.
Yeah, right, exactly. I never realized that the pieces were metal because my Monopoly set came during the war, and they were wood. So.
Yeah. I didn't know that. That's an interesting fact.
Oh, yeah.
Alrighty, I'll have to go. Have a good evening.
Thanks for calling. You too. All right, so, yeah, they were wood, and I like the big blonde piece, but anyway, it was kind of a light colored wood. The little purple squatty one was nice too. All right, so 888-876-5593. But literally, I thought they were all wood always, and then someone said to me, "No, you're just old." All right, well, Don and Beloit, welcome to WGN Radio.
Hey, Riley, how's it going?
Oh, it's been better.
I was off all week. I was really sick. I was working really hard in Colorado on a job site, and I didn't call in last week, and I missed it.
What exactly were you doing in Colorado?
Well, I was doing this interesting wastewater job where I'm installing a controller, and it had unbelievable Ethernet problems and things that you would really enjoy. You would have laughed along with me trying to get 300 yards of Ethernet cable to. I tested. I found some really good stuff, like a Walmart $19 Ethernet, switch. And there's really good testing equipment at most of your, big box stores for like Ethernet testers for all kinds of different cables. Yeah. It was more struggling with server issues and stuff like that. It's fun. I'm glad to be back. I was really sick. I worked myself sicker.
You're sicker, but you're better now.
Yep. That's right. I'm white, and I played a lot of really good hockey last night. I went on a bike race in Iowa over the weekend, and I don't know. I had a lot of fun. When my fever broke, I just banged it out. Sometimes you just got to work. You know what it's like when you got to get up in the morning and go to work and stuff.
Oh, no, I can relate, actually. The guy who does my news on my Globe FM station, morning and afternoon, that's 10 newscasts total. I mention this because he called just before the show to say, "I'm too sick to work this week. So after the show, I'll be recording news." And so, local news.
All right.
Yeah. So I'm just thrilled about that, as you can imagine. So in any event, let's see what we've got here.
Wait. So I spent a lot of time biking in Iowa, and these married guys in Iowa, I think they save money better.
Oh, that's interesting. That's not it.
Cooking.
Yeah.
Cooking or cleaning up better.
Nope. Keep going.
Driving safer?
Nope.
These Iowa married guys are more likely...
Let's go back to driving safer, because you're somewhere here. But safer is not it.
They drive faster.
No. And in Iowa State University showed that men are better at this than single men. So I'm going to give it to you for the hell of it. They're not safer, but they're actually better. Now, exactly what what yardstick created this, I have no idea. But I thought it was interesting, like I say, that they're not particularly safer. They're just better. Now, what on earth could they be measuring that on? Well, regardless, no further info forthcoming. We'll let the fights begin. We don't even have to ask you a World War II plane question, because we're going to give you Iowa State.
That's good. Hey, right. I got something for you. You got to work with me here. It's been super cold, right? It's been so cold. And we're finally getting a slight break in the weather now for 3 or 4 weeks. And it is Mardi Gras season. And I went to New Orleans for Christmas a couple of years ago. Oh, my goodness, it's so much fun. I'd never been there before. So I don't know, Raleigh, if you got me on, but I've been playing nonstop Professor Longhair. I think it's time to play a Professor Longhair song this week.
Maybe.
He's not a
favorite, but obviously he was a big influence. Okay. No doubt about him being
Dr. John. Alan Toussaint. They both speak so highly of him in documentaries. Yeah,
everybody does. No, I mean, believe me, I realize how revered he is. I just, when you listen to it, it's not the kind of stuff that takes me where I want to go, but I'll be happy to find something.
You gotta go. You gotta go to the Mardi Gras. That classic song. I mean, it's that perfect song. He just has such a perfect song there with that one. If you go to New Orleans, you gotta go to the Mardi Gras. You know that one.
Yeah.
If you go to New Orleans. Anyway.
All right, I'll give you something.
He's so innovative with his piano technique. Everybody says no one's ever done that stuff before.
Yeah. No. Absolutely. I don't take any of that away from him.
Yeah. So. Did you know that there was this film about him, like that Paul McCartney did this live on the Queen Mary or something in London? He did some kind of British party for him in London in, I think, the mid-70s.
Don't know.
And that was made into a live album.
Okay.
But Live on the Queen Mary was recorded in 75 during a private party hosted by Paul and Linda.
Yeah, okay.
I wasn't invited. You know.
No, absolutely. You know, and he appeared at a lot of the jazz festivals. And, you know, you mentioned go to Mardi Gras. But if you're talking about you pick one song and you say, Professor Longhair, one song, give it to me, it would be Tipitina.
No, I think it's Go to Mardi Gras.
I'm saying that, I'm not talking about my taste. I don't like either of them. All right, what I'm saying is that in general, that would be the song.
Yeah.
You know, for which he would be most known. But, you know, he'd do things like Newport Jazz or Montreux or all that. And again, not to take away from him, but just not myself. But he certainly did influence a lot of people. So no doubt about that. In fact, he died.
No doubt.
But they were filming a documentary. Yeah. And he died during it. So that was the deal there. But sure, we'll find something.
Well, it's Mardi Gras time, and that's fun. That's fun. You have such a rich history yourself, right? Doing a lot of jobs in New Orleans general area.
Yep. All right. Well, good deal.
All right.
Well,
thank you so much. Great talking to you.
We will add to your stash.
Okay.
All right. Thanks. Appreciate it, Don. Okay.
Bye-bye.
All right. So 888-876-5593. We got Lisa in Dundee. We got Barry in New Hampshire. You know the Beatles are coming up. And Victor in Silver Spring wants to do 1961 charts. A good year. So all that and plenty of room for you on Monday Night Trivia right here on WGN Radio.
Saturday, Satan. Sunday saint, fooling your neighbors, that's what you think. Reading the good book, singing the hymns. Come Monday morning and it's back to a life of sin. Oh, Brother Brown, all week he steals, tells everyone it's big business deals. The deacon walks by, a dollar hits the plate, trying to buy himself a ticket to the pearly gate. Old Sister Rose, on the very first row, been a-sitting right there 20 years or so. Never hears a word when the preacher speaks. Too busy talking about the bad girl down the street.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. Who is that? 1969. Yeah, so... Decca, I do believe. In any event, that's your first bumper stumper. You can't possibly know what it has in common with everything else we're going to play, but you should know who he is. So we have that. We will, right after the news, talk to Lisa in Dundee with Young Frankenstein movie trivia. Barry in New Hampshire wants Beatles, and we got one. And Victor in Silver Spring, 1961 charts. That'll be fun. Room for you two. I had a question. Yes, that's right. I've already forgotten it. So actually, I guess I need another question now that I think about it. Right after the news, we'll have another question coming up on WGN Radio.
Have to dance, the pony or the bop. She crawls against the light and bring the traffic to a stop. She got her walk. Over the walk. She doesn't have a notion what she's doing with that notion. What a walk. She really is a big sensation. I'm telling you what, she's the most. Oh, the biggest thing to hit the nation. Anywhere from coast to coast. Oh, she wiggled to the left. She wiggled to the right. And you forget the time and place and everything inside. She got a walk. Oh, what a walk. No one can imitate her, boy. There isn't any greater. What a walk.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. All right, so who is that? Yeah, and what does he have in common with the first thing we played? I know it doesn't sound like it, but yeah, there's a commonality there. All right, so 888-876-5593, 8888-Raleigh. And let's see, a couple things. You need another question. I'm not certain, but I might have given you this before. So this is the honor system. If you're saying, oh, I know the answer because you gave it before, let me know that and we'll pick something else. So Abe Lincoln is said to have done this more times than any other president. Done what? All right, so there is your question. Now, Lisa in Dundee. How's it going tonight, Lisa?
Hi, Raleigh. How you doing?
Oh, just terrible. No,
a little frantic, right?
Yeah, right, exactly. It is. You know, what can I say? Yeah, it's always something.
Aw.
Yeah. So,
first thing I want to mention is I heard Jean on the Lionel show last night.
Uh-huh.
She is just an amazing woman, isn't she?
I agree.
She just doesn't even sound like she's 50.
I know.
I swear.
I agree.
And he was really sweet with her, too.
Good.
And it's funny when you hear somebody else that you hear so much on your show, on another show. It's kind of fun.
Yeah. All right.
I would like to request a song before
you
I forget.
Would you? All right. Well,
yes, if you don't mind.
And what would that be?
My taste. I'd like to hear I've Got to Be Me by Sammy Davis Jr.
All right. Okay, I'll do it.
Great. And now I'm jumping on the bandwagon again from Frankenstein.
Okay.
I'm trying to get back on the horse and see if I can do it this time. So.
Well, you'll remember in the movie, as Dr. Frederick Frankenstein helps Inga out of the cart, Igor is using huge door knockers to announce their arrival at the castle. The doctor utters,
right.
What knockers? What does Inga reply?
Yes. She says, thank you.
Good enough. Oh, thank you, doctor. Yes, absolutely right. So, yes, there you have it. See, you redeemed yourself. All right. Thanks.
Yay.
Appreciate it. Hang on.
Okay.
Don't go away. All right. So, yes. Oh, thank you, doctor. But all right. So we'll hold Lisa there and hopefully confirm that address. And let's see. Barry in New Hampshire. So, Barry, welcome to WGN Radio.
Hey, Raleigh.
So it's auspicious. We're doing the Beatles, of course, because it was on this date, of course, that they were making their debut on the Ed Sullivan Show, as you know.
Right.
All right. And I'm going to ask you two things. If you get the first one, that's great, but it's sort of only Beatle-related. So if not, I've got another question for you, okay? As you know, the Beatles open it. They do three songs. Then they go to commercial break. It was an Anison commercial. Ed Sullivan comes back, and he's trying to calm the crowd, right? And so he's basically screaming at them to, settle down, and because he's got this great act that's going to be on next, from Europe, no less. What was the act?
I've seen that show a lot of times, and I like it.
The guy was European. He was Dutch, actually. And, I'm sure he had a damn nervous breakdown following the Beatles. But nonetheless, you don't have to give me his name, but you have to tell me what he did. You know, why was he on the Ed Sullivan Show? What was he?
Was he a juggler?
No, he was a magician. His name was Fred Capps. Okay, so like I say, that was only Beatles-related, so we won't hold that against you. As you know, they were on there twice. They opened the show at 8:04 p.m. with three songs. What were they?
All My Lovin', Till There Was You, and I Want to Hold You In.
No, And She Loves You. Oh, man, I was sure you'd ace that. Barry, that's a shock. I'll tell you what, that is absolutely a shock. Yeah, they came back at 8:48, closing the show with Yellow Opera. That's you with.
Oh, you think I Want to Hold You In?
When I Saw Her Standing There, and then I Want to Hold Your Hand. All right, better watch that tape again, Barry, and we'll talk to you next week.
Okay. Right, hey, I'm going to Austin in April.
Oh, yeah? What are you going to do?
Well, there's a blues fest going on, and then I'm going to Dallas, taking like the Amtrak to Dallas.
Oh, that'll be fun.
So I know Fran lives out there. Right?
Yeah, well, Fran's in Austin, so a little bit south of Dallas, yeah. All right, well, have fun.
Yeah, so okay.
All right, thanks, Barry. All right, so now see, I thought that Barry, but you never just never know, because he knows everything about everything about the Beatles. Apparently not quite as much about Ed Sullivan, which is just as well. Yeah, I'll have to look up this Fred Capps sometime and see what happened to Fred Capps, because I'm sure he had a breakdown after this. He was a Dutch magician. There he is, following the Beatles. Oh, man. All right, so it was sort of like when they had on the Tammy show, they had the Rolling Stones following James Brown. And they're like, never again. All right, so we'll get to Victor in Silver Spring and you too. But right now I want to get to the Sea Crane Company and absolutely a wonderful, wonderful addition to their lineup. And, you know, every radio that Bob Crane has developed for the Sea Crane Company have one thing in common, and that is they all have the absolute best reception, period. Because it all started out in the 80s when Bob would listen to into the state of radios then and how bad reception was, and he thought, I can do better. Yeah, boy, howdy can he. And so all of them, terrific AM and terrific FM, but a number of them, all of them actually, have other features that just make them unique and fun. And one of them is the CC Radio Solar with Bluetooth. And this is the this is really the ultimate in terms of emergency radios, because it will work no matter what. That's what's beautiful about it. Why? Well, you know, here it is. It's an emergency. You run for the radio. Power's out. What do you discover? Batteries are dead, right? Well, of course, with solar, you keep it in a window for about half an hour. It's going to play for quite a while. It's got an oversized solar panel. Also, it's got a built-in LED flashlight, because other than the radio, what do you want when the lights are out at night? Yeah, you want a flashlight. Well, you got one on this. But more than that, let's say, yeah, but I didn't keep it by a windowsill. I didn't charge it with solar. That's okay. You hand crank it for about 30 seconds. It's going to play for about 30 minutes, and it will even double as a nice Bluetooth speaker. For, you know, when you're not in an emergency and things like that. You could do it when you're in an emergency, but bottom line is, if you day-to-day, this is a great radio. It's about the size of a brick. It doesn't weigh that much, and it's really neat. It's a white case. I'm looking at as I speak to you. It's got 5 one-touch memories. It's got, of course, a dial light and a, you know, clock, alarm, timer, all those things. The weather band and weather alert, so you'll always know. And it is just a wonderful companion, because you will always have this working, no matter what. And I don't know too many emergency radios that can say that, but that's the deal. And so it's also got a micro USB input charging port, so you can use it to charge some cell phones. Now, again, USB out port will do that. Not that you're going to make a lot of calls, but for that emergency call when, you know, everything else has gone to hell, well, this will work. So this is the ultimate in emergency, and it's also day-to-day just a wonderful radio. So go to ccradio.com anytime, ccradio.com. Look at the CC Radio Solar with Bluetooth. Now, if you can't go online for some reason, you can give them a call. World's best customer service, 24 hours a day in the USA. They'll answer all your questions, and you can order by phone as well. And that's 800-522-8863. 800-522-TUNE. The CC Radio Solar with Bluetooth is pure peace of mind. You tell them Raleigh sent you from WGN Radio.
I've been all over the country, met girls from east to west. They were great in every state, but honey, you're the best. Oh, you got cheeks like Georgia peaches. You got a bright Alabama smile. You got a heart as big as Texas. And baby, you got a New York style. I really love you. I love ya. Oh honey, I gotta say, I love my all-American baby, my little Miss USA. You got the charm of old New England, the sweetest California wine.
California.
Your lips are warm as summer evening, below the Mason-Dixon line. I really love ya. I love ya. Oh honey, I gotta say, I love my all-American baby, my little Miss USA. You care more than the Jersey Shore, and every time I hold you close, I wanna say bless the USA, 'cause you're the most from a coast to coast. You're gentle as Hawaiian breezes, more precious than Alaskan gold.
Alaska.
You're pretty as Ohio winters, but baby, you're just not as cold.
Not
I really love you.
WGN Radio. I'm Robin James. So who is that? All right. And that would be, as far as year and label, I'll give you that, 1961 on ABC Paramount. All right, so far nobody's guessed any of the artists, let alone what they have in common, but hope springs eternal. So Abe Lincoln is said to have done this more times than any other president. That's what I've thrown out there. But on the other hand, you can have your own category. Sky is the limit on that, as we prove so often. And Victor in Silver Spring, welcome back to WGN Radio, Victor.
Thank you. Yeah. I picked 1961 because I remember the jingle package and I really loved it. For example, we're singing in the spring, we're singing in the spring. Everybody in Boston town is singing the springtime song on 1510 WMAX.
All
and
right.
Then the one for the summertime was in the good old summertime, in the good old summertime. Keep your radio on for more fun in the sun on the new WMEX.
There you are. All right. So obviously that deal was, and of course, that was a Pam series, and I don't remember what Pam series it was, but I should, but I don't. All right, so
I had the whole jingle package,
I'm sure I've got
it. For some reason, I lost it. It's somewhere in the house. I hope I can find it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. No,
and by the way, I have 5 Sea Crane SW radios scattered all through the house.
Oh, man. All right. Good for you. All right, so we are going to do This Week in 1961. Or any other?
Let's try 1961. Let's see what I remember.
All right. So that would be the week of February 13th, I think, be the closest. All right. Number one, Calcutta.
Lawrence Welk.
Yeah, absolutely. Number two, Will You Love Me Tomorrow?
The Shirelles.
Yes. Number three, Shop Around.
The Miracles.
Yeah. Number four, Calendar Girl.
Neil Sedaka.
Yes. Number five, Exodus.
Don't know that one.
That would be Ferrante and Teicher. All right. So it came out about the same time as the movie. Anyway, number six, Angel Baby.
Rosie and the Originals.
Yes. Number seven, Emotions.
Emotions. Don't know that one.
Brenda Lee. All right. Number eight.
Oh.
Yeah, you do know it. See? Okay. Number eight, Wonderland by Night, another instrumental.
Don't know that
okay,
one.
Okay, then you got to get the next couple here. If you get the next couple, that's all right. All right, number nine is Pony Time.
A Chubby Checker.
And number 10, There's a Moon Out Tonight.
Oh, don't know that one.
Oh, the Capris. Oh, shame on you. On Old Town. You know that record. All right, well, you still did wonderfully well, and we'll talk to you next week.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thanks. Appreciate it. All right, so, it's tough. I never asked Victor how old he was, but when I saw 1961, I'm like, oh, good, an adult. Years I remember. But that might have been a stretch for him. I'm not sure. John in Covington, welcome to WGN Radio.
Hey, Raleigh. Before we start, there's just one thing I should tell you is you were having trouble with the phones. John had to go out and this and that, and fast food, nightmares. Anyway, this has happened twice, and when I tell you this, I'm not upset by it at all. It doesn't make me mad or anything, but when I hang up from you guys, then my phone rings, and then when I answer it, I'm listening to Raleigh James.
Really?
Yeah, I'm just saying, I just thought maybe, you know, it's not a big deal.
Well, there's nothing I can do about that. That would not be a problem that would affect the audio chain. And that's interesting that that's happening, but that wouldn't be an audio chain problem. But
it's only happened twice.
Okay.
And like I say, it's no big... If that's the worst that happens to me, it's a good day.
Yeah. All right.
All right.
So, here we go. Well, you want Jack Benny trivia?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Well, obviously, his first name was Benjamin. How did he get the nickname Jack?
Oh, boy. I can't. I'm sorry, I can't.
Well, it was his stint in the Navy during World War II. fellow sailors commonly used Jack as a generic nickname for anyone, so he adopted it to differentiate a stage persona from his real name while performing comedy for his peers. So there it was. He served at Great Lakes Naval Station, Seaman First Class, and yeah, everybody was Jack, so he was too.
He was too. Oh, well, I learned something. Thank you, Raleigh.
Right. Thanks for calling. Appreciate it. So, indeed, 888-876-5593 would be 8888-Raleigh. And that is going to take us to Dave on the north side. How's it going, Dave?
Hey, how you doing?
All right. I know you got requests. What are they?
Yeah, it's going to be difficult for you, probably. I caught a movie Sunday. And the theme song, it sounded like Dean Martin or Frank Sinatra or someone singing. I think it was, the movie was called Three Pennies in a Pond.
No.
And but, I think the name of the song was the same name, Three Pennies in a Pond.
No, but...
Well, you never heard
of it? Yeah, no, I absolutely have. You, and I'll figure it out from what you said, but you're off a little on it. But yes, I do know. Now, of course, three coins in the fountain...
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, there
right.
we go.
All right.
I'm sorry. Yeah. See, I knew I told you.
Yes, three pennies in a fountain. I'm thinking, three coins in a fountain. Okay.
Yeah, my short-term memory isn't good at all.
You're not alone right now. Okay, so I was saying to John earlier, and this last week I really started to think I'm developing dementia. You know, just entire things gone from the memory banks. Like, where the hell is the drive with the music? All right, so anyway.
It's funny because I was just saying the same thing to my girlfriend about me. I think we're starting to go through early dementia because I had a lot of trouble remembering.
Yeah.
And I want to remind, say thank you for playing my songs that I requested.
Sure.
I like the, when you did the write a letter to myself.
Oh, yeah.
Did you do it by, was that Billy D. Williams? You said 69?
Billy Williams, yeah. I'm going to sit right down and write myself a letter, yes.
That's different than Billy D. Williams.
No, not the same person.
Okay. All right. Yeah, and it's funny, after you played it, the next Saturday I caught it, Fats Waller were doing it on Saturday, DCB, during my old-time radio show.
Yeah,
and it's Jack Benny month because he's born in February.
No, but interestingly, Billy Williams, who did Sit Right Down by the Silver Letter, was from Waco originally. He died in Chicago, actually, around 1970 or so. But he had a group in the 40s, and he worked with Frank Sinatra and Bing Crosby, doing a lot of backup work, Billy Williams Quartet and all that stuff. So no relationship to Billy D. Williams.
Okay.
There you go.
And I heard some Johnny Otis music on DCB last Saturday night, like about 1 a.m.
Yeah,
it was fun. Yeah, I like his music.
Oh, nice. Me too. He was just great. In fact, when John and I got married, we finally decided we'd do it in Bennington, Vermont, for a lot of reasons. But in any way, we thought about doing it in California. I said, well, what's leading me to go to California is, you know, Johnny Otis is an ordained minister. We can use him. But we wound up not making the trip. But if we did, we absolutely would have. All right. So
does he have a label? Did he have a music label too? A studio label?
He did have stuff, but mostly he did stuff on other labels. In the mid 50s, he had a big TV show in Los Angeles, and so a lot of it came from that. But he would call his appearances the Johnny Otis Show, and that's where he'd introduce people like Etta James and other people that no one knew at all.
Yeah, I heard he had a recording label like Stax or...
Well, see, he did have things, but nothing major. Of his stuff was mostly on major labels, because he was no fool. He knew about distribution. So,
okay, well, this guy was saying that he had something, like he put out his own label, and he recorded other bands. So, like, it was under his own name or under...
Well, like, in the mid-50s, when he had the TV show, he had a label called Dig, D-I-G, and he changed that to Blue Spectrum or whatever. He had Eldo, and Eldo did have a hit, and that hit was Image of a Girl by the Safaris. So, but I think I'm in, I'm in a commercial break, or I should be. Hang on, don't go away, and we'll pick it up after the news on WGN Radio.
I was hailing at the wind, I was bothered at the moon. I was telling off the man with a 44 in his hand. I said, go ahead and shoot me if you really think you can. Oh, man.
Radio. I'm Robbie James. If you're the second coming, then I'll wait for the third. Gotta love that. All right, so 888-876-5593-8888. Raleigh, who is that? And what does he have in common with everybody else who've been playing so far? All right, so back to Dave on the north side, who are rudely interrupted there. And we're going to do some 5x5, are we?
Yeah.
All right. Max Factor created dozens of products. What kind?
Mm-hmm.
You got to know this. Max Factor, well-known name.
And like makeup.
Yeah, absolutely. Cosmetics, you betcha.
Yeah, I wasn't sure.
All right. So which cartoon premiered in 1989 with a family living in Springfield?
I was going to ask for this trivia one day. Simpsons?
Yep.
Yeah.
What is the hardest naturally occurring material?
Material like on the like elements.
It's like that. Yeah, hardest naturally occurring material.
Like metals and stuff.
It's not a metal, but go on.
I'm thinking hardest material like zinc or titanium or.
Okay, well, that's diamond, but we're going to move on.
Sorry. All right.
That's all right. Yeah. You're allowed one wrong, so you just got to get the next two, and I think they're easy for you. What kind of car was...
Yeah, I'm glad you think so.
Yeah, well, I do. What kind of car was Steve McQueen's Bullet?
His what?
Steve McQueen Bullet. What kind of car was Bullet? Oh, man, I thought this would be easy.
Yeah, as long as these questions aren't as easy as people think.
And then others you'll get right away, and I'll say, what the hell? But yeah. No, you've seen Bullet. You've probably seen posters for it and all that kind of stuff. And he actually drove the iconic car in Bullet, performing a significant portion of the stunts.
Hey, I can't do like... Family Feud, where I come back to it?
I'm afraid you can't, and it was a Mustang.
Oh, okay. I thought Chevy, but yeah.
Ford Mustang. All right. Well, good deal. We'll talk to you next week. Thanks.
Yeah, all right.
Goodbye. All right. So, yes, Bullet was a Mustang. So, 888-876-5593 would be 8888 Raleigh. And, okay. Last week, we were going to have fun with Fran doing lyrics, but she gets something else right. So this week, we'll do those lyrics. Fran, how are you doing?
Well, I'm doing okay. Yeah, that's why I picked the same year, because I thought, well, unless she lost it in the move, she probably still has...
No, yeah. I kind of wish I lost it in the move. I have everything that won't matter, really, right? So...
Of course. That's how it always goes with moves.
It does, absolutely. And the thing is, you know, that drive was so important to me, so I know I put it in that special place, which, of course, is how everything goes to hell in a handbasket. It's like,
of course. I'm going to put it in this place because I know I won't lose it if I put it there.
Yes,
right.
Exactly. That's right. You won't lose it. You won't find it. No one will find it. It'll be, yeah, that's exactly right.
There's stuff I'm still looking for my last move, and I think that was, 7 or 8 years ago.
Yeah. No. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, and what I really hate is when I take that insurance for loss and all that, the problem is that some things I didn't discover, they didn't deliver for like 3 years when I lost all my T's and U's on my 45s.
Now, oh, my God.
But here's the interesting thing. For the longest time, I was lamenting the loss of the T's and U's and couldn't understand why I wouldn't get that back. And then I realized, oh, wait a minute. I put a jewelry box in there with that, and that was all 18-karat gold. So I thought, oh, that's why I didn't get it back. Well, hell, keep the gold. Give me my records.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
And yeah, my jewelry got stolen in a move, too. And all my, you know, and then there were some things I had that someone made for me. And I, you know, can't replace that. It wasn't much as far as monetary, but, you know.
Yeah.
Couldn't replace it. But anyway, yes. Onward and upward.
Absolutely. All right. You know I've always told you that we must never, ever part.
Have I the right?
Yes, absolutely right. The Honeycombs.
Yeah, yes, all right.
Featuring a girl drummer. Yep. All right.
He always sounds like he's so angry in that song.
You're right. Absolutely right on that. Yes. Yes. But
he sounds like he's just ready to, you know, strangle her or something.
Yeah, you're 100% right about that. It does. It has that growling kind of, I don't know, maybe they were trying for that garage sound. It's hard to tell. But
I don't know, but I was like, I wouldn't want him for a,
right.
Grand, no way.
Right, exactly. I know. There's stalker potential in this somewhere, yes.
Yeah, exactly. All right.
All right, you're a winner. Hang on, don't go away. Good deal.
Thanks.
So, yes, have I the right to hold you? Yeah, all right, so... It is. He does. He growls. All right. So I guess when you can't sing, you can growl. So 888-876-5593. Sam is in Gurnee. So, Sam, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hey, Raleigh. I'm so grateful to hear from you. And I have to laugh with you and Fran because a few days ago, I had come up with a check. My brother used to own a gas station. And I came up with a check that was cashed at his gas station from my parents. And I called my nephew and said, I got this check for you. I found it in a pile of papers because that's his son. And I said, I'm sure you'd love to have it. So he said, oh, man, that'd be awesome. So I said, I'm going to put it right now in a special spot so I don't lose it.
Let me ask you, are you still looking for it, Sam?
No, I did find it, but it took me about 4 days.
Good. Well, that's all right. Because if you told me, gee, Raleigh, it's been 12 years, I still haven't found it, I'd know my drive is just doomed. I'll never see that drive again.
Yeah. I put it right here because I absolutely know if I put it right here, I won't forget it.
Yeah, well, that's exactly it. That's that special place. And what's really weird is I had a time machine backup for a laptop, and I put that right in my purse like it was gold or something. Well, where the hell could I have put that music drive? It's not all that big, you know.
Yeah,
I
had to call him 2 days later and said, you're not going to believe this, but I put it in a special spot so I wouldn't lose it, and it's gone. But anyway, by God's grace, I found it a couple days later. So actually calling you, Raleigh. I don't have much to report on my granddaughter. I can share that on the 26th of February.
Okay.
Is a very important court date.
Good.
For the sentencing of the MS-13 guy.
Good.
But the other reason I called you was because I know that during the latter part of the year, you have this show where you are featuring the worst songs ever.
Yeah, but it's listener votes, the world's worst hit records. I don't know if we're going to keep doing it. I've done it for so many years now.
Yeah.
But
well,
yes.
I think I heard the worst one today, and I know today's your trivia day, okay. So I don't want to eat up your time.
What is it?
But I just wanted to share. I think I heard the worst one ever. It's called I'm Bugged at My Old Man. And I don't know the artist, but it's literally the worst song I've ever heard. So I just figured I'd share it with you. Maybe, like I said, I don't know the artist, but...
Yeah, sorry to say it's the Beach Boys.
Oh, is it really?
I'm bugged at my old man. He's making me stay in my room, darn my dad.
Yeah, that's it. That's the Beach Boys?
Yeah, I'm afraid it's the Beach Boys.
Oh, my God, it's like the worst song I ever heard in my whole life.
Brian Wilson wrote it.
And oh, my God.
It is on that 1965 album, Summer Days.
Okay.
Now, when they
the worst song I ever heard.
Well, they reissued it in 71 as California Girls, and they took the cut out of the album. So you'd have to have that first album
did.
From 65. Yeah, I'm bugged at my old man. And, of course, if my old man was Murray, I'd be bugged at Murray, too. He was just a horrible, whatever. And so I don't blame Brian Wilson. Probably led to most of his extremes, but in any event. So uses extreme punishment to reprimand minor incidents. Yes.
Yeah, and, you know, not to go south on this, but since we're talking about the Beach Boys, were you familiar that Charles Manson was actually involved with them?
Well, wanted to be, absolutely, and not only the Beach Boys, but see, that's how the Tate-LoBianco murders happened, because they weren't looking for Tate or LoBianco, they were looking for Terry Melcher, who had produced all that, you know, all that crap that Manson was trying to get him to record them. So that's why that house was picked. But Terry had moved out of that house, sadly. I mean, not sadly for him, sadly for the people who moved in. But yeah, absolutely. Manson fancied himself a recording artist. True story.
Yeah, really crazy stuff. But I don't want to, I told you, I don't want to eat up your time, and I don't, so I'm going to let you go. But I hope you have a good night, and thank you for you and John.
Well, thank you, and we'll look forward to hearing you on the 26th and hopefully celebrating.
Yes. Please,
okay, thanks.
Bless you. Bye.
All right, so 888-876-5593-8888. Raleigh. And we got some requests coming up. We're going to talk to Mike in Elmwood Park and Jack in St. Charles. There's room for you, too. We got another bumper stumper. Yes, and so, I don't know. These artists, by the way, are all well-known. I am not playing artists where you're saying, well, this next one maybe, I don't know, a little less known. But nonetheless, I'm expecting winners on this. And, of course, my question, Abe Lincoln is said to have done this more time than any other president. Done what? All right, now, you have your own category if you want. And sky's the limit on that. So 888-876-5593, Monday Night Trivia on WGN Radio.
A gypsy hears his plea. He loves her oh so desperately.
Oh, gypsy, hear my plea and make her care for me. I love her from the very start, but I can't seem to win her heart. So please, oh please, help me. Gypsy, won't you make a magic potion? The time full of handy potion. I'm thinking of magic potion number 309. Keep on mixing that magic potion to stimulate her emotion. It's gonna take lots of magic potion till she's mine. Yes, I gotta make her mine. Mine. Whoa, 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 whoa. Oh, gypsy, please be kind. Before I lose my mind, I tried a million magic charms, but I can't get her in my arms. So please, oh, please help me. Gypsy, won't you make a magic potion? The kind for lover and devotion. I'm thinking of magic potion number 309. Keep on mixing that magic potion to stimulate her emotion. It's gonna take a lot of
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. He's probably the most obscure of anything I'm playing tonight, actually. Good record, though. 1963 on Big Top and an early Hal David and Burt Bacharach song. So who is he? 888-876-5593-8888 Raleigh. All right, now before we get to Mike and Jack and their requests, we have Mike in Bridgeview who's taking a guess on our Lincoln question. And so, yes, Lincoln did it more than any other president, so it said, did what?
I may kind of stupid, but I'm thinking goes to the dentist. He had wooden teeth.
Oh, man. No, it's not that, but that's a great guess. I love it. Not even close.
Yeah, all right, I'll try again.
I hope so. Thank you.
Have a good one.
You too. All right, yeah, so Abe Lincoln is said to have done this more times than any other president. Done what? All right, 888-876-5593. Now, it's not more times than any other president, say, before him. It's more times than any other president either before or after. Yeah, no one's done it as many times as Abe, so they say. Mike in Elmwood Park, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Yes, Raleigh, I'd like to add a couple. I know I called you about Venus and Blue Jean by Jimmy Clanton, but I need to add a couple more for Tuesday.
Yeah, let me...
Can I give them to you?
I hope so. Let me... I want to pull another, because I've got this on two... As usual, I've got this on two different pieces of paper, so let me...
Okay.
And both of them are on the computer, but let me pull the other one out, because I know that it is here. Well, it should be here. Oh, all right. All right. So, yeah, because I think I wrote you down on Thursday's request when I did that.
Okay.
So Tuesday, so it's Thursday. Let's see. You know, Shimmy Like Kate. Hold on. What do you mean? Yes, here we are. Mike in Elmwood Park, Jimmy Clanton, Venus in Blue Jeans. Okay, go. What else?
All right. I got Earth Angel by the Penguins.
Okay.
and Remember Then by the Earls.
All right. A fine song. All right. You betcha.
Well, I'll be listening.
Good deal. Thanks for calling.
You're welcome.
All right. So I've got to now get this together with the other piece of paper that had tonight's request. Oh, well. Yeah, I know. Oh, I miss Carol. She was so organized. Yeah, right. Jack in St. Charles, welcome back to WGN Radio.
I have a guess on the Lincoln question.
Oh, good. What do you think?
Wrestled?
Nope. What else you got?
Okay, now it's the request.
Okay.
The Jeanettes, How I Go Around the Roses.
Okay.
Mo Kaufman, Swing Shepherd Blues.
Oh, nobody's ever requested that before. I haven't, but that's interesting. Okay. What else you got?
That's it.
All right. Good choices. Thanks. Appreciate it.
Okay.
All right.
Talk to you later.
You too. All right. So 888-876-5593. Don't go away. David in DeKalb's going to guess on our question, and there's room for you too, and I hope you'll call on Monday Night Trivia right here on WGN Radio.
In the palm of her hand, rains on the roof, there's tears in the land of heartbreak. She's made up her mind, she won't turn back again. She writes a note, but words just won't say. Turns off the TV, pulls down the shade, she's leaving. No, she won't change her mind to leave it all behind. Just one more story from a lonely boy. A twist of fate and then a start of hope. Bound for the rainbow's end. Just one more chapter in this sad old tale.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. All right, so who is that? And actually, extra credit if you know who the lead singer is, but if you just know what's on the label, that'll do too. 888-876-5593. Before I do anything else, we have a first-time caller. We always defer to them, stop what we're doing, and we're going to meet Marshall from New Orleans. Welcome to WGN Radio.
Not a first-time caller. This was the first-time story, and I got confused telling that to John.
Oh.
And I'm... Yeah, I know.
That's okay.
But I did it. I was calling about the trivia, and I thought you were saying, "Oh, have you called trivia before?" No, I never did. This is my first time. So
very good.
Yes. Well, is the first bumper song by Ernest Tubb?
Yes, absolutely, it is.
Well, when I was in high school and I was working at WRKR in Racine on the radio station, they had an AM. Yeah, the AM was WWEG, and the call was, "Our friends in the country call us eggs." Well, I was able to at least introduce Ernest Tubb through that station, and also Whispering Bill Anderson, I accidentally called Whimpering Bill.
Good for you. You were more right than you know. Of all the people that I ever had to deal with, he was the absolute lowest of the low. So good for you.
Yes, well, you know, he was so... he was rude to me because I apparently accidentally called him something. I don't know what it was. And I said, "Oh, I thought it was Whispering." He said, "No, you called me Whimpering." And so when I introduced the second show, I said, "And here he is with a special request, Whimpering Bill Anderson."
Good for you.
And then I took off and I got out of that concert as fast as I could.
Excellent. Excellent. Yeah. He deserved every bit of it.
Ernest Tubb was so nice. He was such a gentleman, and I really enjoyed introducing him on stage, and I just enjoy his music. It's just a great memory. All those country guys were really nice.
Yeah, and of course, by that time for Ernest Tubb, he was kind of long a tooth, but, you know, still making the rounds and all that kind of stuff. But one of his earlier hits, There Stands the Glass, wound up being redone by someone in the last decade, so he kind of got some new life on that. I think they sampled him.
You know, he had a van. This is in 1980, and he had a van, a Chevrolet van. It was really nice inside, carpeted and everything. And he wanted to take the van into the gym where the concert was being held in Racine, Wisconsin. Uh-huh. And they wouldn't let him take the van on the floor of the gym.
Okay.
And he said, well, then I'm going back to Nashville. I'm not going to perform unless I can bring my van in.
It
was really something. Well, he got the van across the floor, and he came out of the van on stage, and it was really something. I mean, it was my first taste of radio, and I loved it. It was great. Oh,
and, you know, it's interesting because he always had spectacular rides. He had a 53 Cadillac, I remember, like it was yesterday. And then around 1960, he had this tour bus that was all tricked out. And then 66, he had a Fleetwood, and it was quite
cool. Yeah, that van was so neat. I was able to go inside of it, and, you know, before I introduced him, I interviewed him, and it was so nice in there, and he had on this cowboy hat, and just such a fine man.
Yeah.
And he said, you have to excuse me because I have to leave a few minutes early. I want to call my wife and let her know that I got here okay. Isn't that nice?
Yeah, absolutely. I know, country gentlemen, they don't make them like that anymore. There were several. I'll tell you another guy who was like that, Eddie Arnold, just one of the classiest people ever, you know.
You know, I wanted to ask you, Raleigh, because when I was working at WRKR, we had this kind of joke with music, and there was an independent record person, and I think his name was Pat Gillis, and he had his little stickers on records, and we put them everywhere at WRKR, like even on the toilet seat. And I wondered if you ever saw those little Pat Gillis stickers. Thank you.
And you know, not alone in that. The funniest one, I'm trying to think of his name, but his guy outside of Albuquerque in New Mexico, where his stickers, like, well, the whole guitar was on them, you know, I mean, they were just ridiculous. Little Richie something or other. But yes, absolutely, I've got tons of records with the independent promotion guys stickers. Irwin Zucker, Promotion in Motion, you know, there were so many of them.
What happened to Pat Gillis?
Who knows?
Yeah.
You know, any of them, you know, as far as that goes. So, yeah, but absolutely, I remember him. And, I have no idea what would have happened to him.
It was really interesting because these country guys that came to Racine, you know, to do these concerts, Whisperin' Bill and, you know, Ernest Tubb and all those guys, they had these promoters, and one of the promoters was Bob Eubanks from The Dating Game.
Oh, well, of course. Yeah, Bob Eubanks used to be a jock on KRLA in Los Angeles. And what really changed his life was, if you remember, in 1964, when the Beatles were doing their American tour, the Beatles couldn't afford to do any tour at that point, and their business manager, Brian Epstein, was smart. He partnered with radio stations in every city. And in fact, I digress, but since you're New Orleans, you might remember this. He wound up partnering originally with WTIX and their check bounce. They wound up going to WNOE, and WNOE brought the Beatles to New Orleans. But they lost money on the show, the only place they did. But yes, so Bob Eubanks for KRLA did this, and he became a record promoter, and more to the point, you know, concert booker extraordinaire. And he was he was doing this in the 70s for sure, because when I was doing the Charlie Rich stuff, I'd hear from him every now and then because he wanted to book Charlie Rich. It wasn't going to happen, but nice try. But nonetheless, he was actively doing promotion and of concerts, you betcha, concert promoting, yes.
Yeah, and this is in about 1981, and I think he was representing Boxcar Willie. And then after that, I heard he was representing Merle Haggard. And when I met him, I went up to him and I said, "You look a lot like Bob Eubanks." And he said, I get that a lot.
Yeah.
And I thought it was really something, but he was really friendly and a nice guy, and
Yeah, and, absolutely. You know, absolutely. Well, they were lucky. KRLA actually lost their license in the early 60s. And so they were operating until they got a new licensee, which didn't happen until 1980. But in any event, the big gun in town was KFWB. Well, the only thing about KFWB is most of the jocks were a little older. So here came the Beatles, and KFWB made fun of the Beatles. And so it was that KRLA became your British invasion station overnight. And they were, for a while, number one in Los Angeles, a short period of time, but nonetheless. And that's where Bob Eubanks was just sitting pretty on the air there. And then, of course, got the game shows and all that. Most of the game show guys usually came from Golden West, from Gene Autry's station, from KMPC. So a lot of them. But, yeah, absolutely. That's so I don't know. I think Bob Eubanks is still with us. I'm not 100% sure, but I think he is.
I think so, too, yeah. Somebody told me not too long ago that they heard something that he was hanging in there. So I think that's really great. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm glad to hear.
Yeah. And some of those Newlywed Game outtakes are truly hilarious.
They're the best.
Yeah. I wish the day would come when they could release the good ones, but so far they're not.
Do you know on the Dating Game that the murderer, Richard Romero, I believe, was on as a guest? And I saw it on YouTube, and it's just really terrible. The lady wins and chooses him as her date.
That's great. Yes, I love that. Yes, and
yeah, the Night Stalker. It's really the Night Stalker, and it's something really to see on YouTube because I can't even explain it. It's so bizarre, and he does some very bizarre things on the program, and it's worth seeing.
Yeah. And, you know, the Dating Game had so many weirdos on it, you know, on both sides of it. And, of course, you know, if you're in Hollywood and you want to be famous and nothing's happening, I mean, if you can get a shot to be on the Dating Game, you're going to take it. And some of those people later did become, famous as far as that goes. But apparently it's not the only murderer to go on a game show. Which is really, Rodney Alcala is known as the Dating Game killer, but he's far from the only one. There were John Cooper was on Bullseye, that was British actually, but Edward Edwards was on To Tell the Truth, which was interesting. What? So Ryan Jenkins, he was actually a reality star, but he was a suspected killer. I don't know if he ever got convicted or what. But there was a guy on Family Feud, so
that's right.
Yeah, it happens. I'll tell you what, the hardest thing isn't to get the contestants. The hardest thing on those damn shows is to get the audience. And I remember years ago, the 70s, I guess it was, when I was there, where they decided that they would make a deal with the prison. And so they would have the convicts come and be the audience.
Oh, no.
Oh, absolutely. And we just laughed about that as a talk about your captive audience. Yeah, so that's the deal. And then there are other stories, like there was some, I think it was on Dateline or whatever, there was some guy in Florida who was convicted for killing his wife because she wouldn't go on a reality show with him.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
I just don't know what to say, but...
Oh, they're out there. There's one every minute. That's about it.
I know.
All right.
Well, it's always nice to talk to you, and I appreciate your show, and I listen every night, and I appreciate John and all you do, and my heart goes out to you with the loss of Carol, and I know how it is. I'm getting older myself. I lost a friend last week, and
I'm so sorry.
I know. It's so hard. It is just so hard.
But
somebody told me today, they said, well, it's better that you're reading about them than they're reading about you in the obituary.
You know, isn't that funny? Because I feel just the opposite. I'm always jealous. I'm like, what? They could go and I'm still here. Yeah. So, no, absolutely. I wonder that so much. Why am I here? Yeah, exactly. So that's the deal there. But I hope you're going to call me again soon.
I will. I'll call you really soon because I have a couple good stories to tell you about Terrell Mathini.
Oh, absolutely. All right. Yes, good old Terrell. That'll be fun. I'll look forward to it.
Take care. Thanks, Raleigh.
Yes. Terrell, who hired Buona Johnny and changed his name to Bronco Johnny because it was Cheyenne. Well, not actually not a bad thing all the way around, but yes. All right. So, Mitch Michaels, don't you know? We'll pick it up there. We got Stan in Dearborn. He knows a bumper. Chuck in Downers Grove knows a bumper. I wonder if they're the same bumper. We'll find out. We'll play another one coming up next on WGN Radio.
What should I write? What can I say? How can I tell you how much I miss you? The weather here has been as nice as it can be, although it doesn't really matter much to me. I don't need sunny skies for things I have to do, 'cause I stay home the whole day long and think of you. As far as I'm concerned, each day's a rainy day, so it might as well rain until September. Friends look forward to their picnics on the beach. Yes, everybody loves the summertime. Oh, but you know, darling, while your arms are out of reach, the summer isn't any friend of mine.
Well, that's a gimme. Maybe in terms of the theme, though, not so much. We'll see. 888-876-5593-8888. Raleigh, there you have it. And let's see. What are we doing? We're getting some bumper guesses, I do believe. Stan in Dearborn, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Well, hi, Raleigh. How are you doing?
All right. How about yourself?
I'm doing pretty good.
Good.
I've got a couple of them that I know.
All right.
But I'll go back to the second one, What a Walk.
Yeah.
Bobby Lewis.
Absolutely.
And I think the one after that I could get, because I don't think anyone else will. Little Miss USA.
Yeah.
Follow up to his big hit, Barry Mann.
Yep, absolutely.
And that's what I was going to guess. They're the follow-ups to records that were top tens?
Nope.
Nope?
Nope.
Okay. Okay, yeah, it was Carole King. I mean, the last one you played kind of threw me off.
Yeah.
So.
Right, exactly. But, well, then, what would that be a follow-up to? Who the hell knows? But yes.
That's true.
Exactly.
That, yeah, so that kind of blew that one.
No, it's a pretty weak theme. I ran out of time looking for the music drive, so finally I said, oh, I'll just do this. And that's how it came about. I'll tell you at the end.
Well, they all wrote songs, I believe.
Well, that has nothing to do with it. But
okay.
I don't know what Ernest Tubb wrote, but his son was prolific. But Justin Tubb wrote a lot of country hits, but I don't know if Ernest wrote anything. I have no idea.
Yeah, I didn't know that one. I'm not really too much into
right.
the country.
Yeah, no, let's face it. What would they be playing that on back then? WXYZ, maybe?
No, we had WEXL was a country station.
Yeah, WEXL, but there was someone else, because I promoted.
WQTE at 560.
Yeah, Cutie, no. The Big D, WDEE.
Yeah, yeah, that
D-E-E.
Could be.
Yeah, I think it was DEE, but I remember there was somebody who was a program director, and I was taking him out to dinner or whatever, and so I don't remember where the studio was, but it wasn't too far from Nine Mile Road, so I stayed at the Michigan Inn, which used to be there. And the only room they had at the Michigan Inn had a Murphy bed. Well, I had never, at that point, had a Murphy bed. I've since owned them, but I didn't realize that there's a sweet spot. So there I am promoting records, and I'm sitting on my pillow. Well, you can guess what happened next. I was in the damn wall.
Michigan had a few oldie shows in their ballroom.
Yeah, oh yeah, exactly. So I figured that'd be a nice place to stay. Little did I know I'd be in the wall. But other than that, I remember that. I think he was working for DEE at the time, but I've actually got notebooks from then, and I could look it up at some point. I'll probably come across them before the music drive. But
so, yeah.
All right. Well, good. As always, we'll add to your stash.
Okay.
All right. Thanks for calling. Appreciate it.
Okay. Thanks.
All
thanks,
right.
Raleigh.
All right.
Have a good night.
You too. So, Stan's the best. We love hearing from Stan. All right. So now Chuck in Downers Grove knows a bumper. All right, Chuck, what'd you hear you know? Chuck, have you left me, Chuck? Maybe it was one of the same. See, I thought That's interesting. I thought both of them were going to guess a record that neither of them, that hasn't been mentioned yet. So it's still up for grabs. Don't you know? All right, Jan and Dallas going to guess on our Lincoln question. More than any other president, what did he do?
He rode in trains.
I love it, but that's not right.
Okay. And a quick note on Terry Melcher.
Yeah.
Doris Day's son, I know you know that.
Oh, yes.
And she wrote in her book that she was afraid they were there for him. And in fact, they were.
They were. They absolutely were there for him. That's mm-hmm. that's 100% true. And they just didn't realize he had moved. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, that's wonderful. Well, you're amazing, wonderful woman. And thank you and John.
Yeah. Well, thanks for calling. Do it again soon.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Yeah. Yeah, I was. One of my friends was actually staying at Terry's house for a while. I remember going over there, and this was the one he moved to right after the fateful house. And I didn't know Terry. I never met him, but I felt like I knew him because he had the same series of books I had. So it must have been from high school drama, famous plays of the 1920s, the 1930s, 40s, and 50s. And that was they were there right there on the shelf. I thought, oh, yeah, I had those too. All right, so anyway, 888-876-5593-8888 Raleigh. They actually were good books. Edward Albee's The Zoo Story was in one of them. That's one of my faves. So DeKalb and Dave, David and DeKalb, welcome back to WGN Radio. Oh, wait a minute. Hang on. Don't go away. Stay right where you are, but you got to stay there through the news. Will you wait for me?
Sure.
Okay, good. We'll do that. We'll be right back to it for the third and final hour this week of Monday Night Trivia on WGN Radio.
All right.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. Rick Hall produced that, did a nice job of it. You don't very often hear soul covering pop, but that's what happened there. Who is he? 888-876-5593. Well known in Chicago, was on Wonderful for years. Yeah, and what a wonderful label that was. All right, so we're now getting to David in DeKalb, who's going to talk about Lincoln. And my question, of course, was Abe Lincoln is said to have done this more times than any other president. Done what? All right, so back to David. Thanks for waiting. What do you think?
Well, first of all, I am very impressed with you and so many of your people that call in. All the knowledge you people know is just amazing, just really amazing.
Well, thank God for talk. Guess, by the way, thank God for talk radio because, you know, it's absolutely useless anywhere else.
True.
Yeah.
My guess is that he issued more presidential pardons than anyone else.
Oh, I like that, but it's not right.
Oh, okay.
I'm so
right,
sorry.
Thank you.
If you think of something else, you call me back.
I will do.
All right, good Bye. Deal. So, 888-876-5593. And what do we have? I believe, we got a lot of things. And a couple bumper guesses. So, Chuck called back. Well, good. John called back, too. All right, very good. Bumper guesses. So, all right, Chuck called back. What did you hear you know? Well, we lost Chuck again. I tell you what. All right. Patience, my friends. Patience. All right. So we'll say goodbye to Chuck, but we didn't even get to say hello. Let's see if John from Covington is still. Are you with us, John?
I am. Did anybody guess? I had to step out a minute. Did anybody guess Carole King?
Well, we talked about her, but we'll say unofficially no. So we'll consider you the one guessing on it.
Okay, well, thanks.
All right, so we'll add to your stash. Hang on, don't go away. Yes, of course. Carole King's not the first thing she wrote, of course, by far not. But certainly, first thing she recorded that I know of anyway. Well, of course, O'Neill. Oh, God. So let's see. We'll get to... oh, Cheryl in Elgin wants a guess on Lincoln. So what do you think, Cheryl?
Well, I know he was a lawyer, and I think he tried a lot of cases against people who stole indigo dye.
Fascinating. Has nothing to do with the question, but that's truly fascinating.
Oh, okay.
But thank you for calling.
I read that somewhere. Yeah, I just, yeah, okay, it has nothing to do with it, so I'm way off. Okay, yeah. If I think of something else, I'll call back.
I hope so. I'm counting on it. Thank you. All right,
thank you.
Good deal. Let's see now. We go to Mark and Aurora. Now, I mean, talk about your basic oldies. It's got to be a typo. So, Mark, according to John, you want to do charts from 1063. Hello, Mark? Well, I guess Mark doesn't want to do charts from anything. Yeah, it says charts, 1063. Like, I don't know anything that happened in 1063. Yeah, 1099, the Norman invasion, but that's all I can think about that's almost close. All right, so let's see. Katie is a first-time caller, and Katie has some requests. So, Katie, welcome back to WGN Radio. Not welcome back. It's the first time, so welcome.
Hi, thank you so much for taking my call.
Glad you did.
I wanted to place a request for a song I bet most of your listeners won't guess. It's called 2120 South Michigan Avenue. It's the only purely instrumental song done by the Rolling Stones. It was released in 1964, and it was recorded in Chicago at Checkers Records.
Yes, absolutely. All right, I will do that for you.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling. Do it again.
Okay, bye-bye.
Right. So, yes, indeed. All right, so that address, infamous to say the least. All right, so now, so it's not 1063, it's 1973. All right, Mark, are you there?
Yeah, I'm there. I actually had to check on one of the songs that I knew was popular this week in case it was in the top 10 to make sure that I knew the artist, and now
really?
I do.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So you did homework.
And I learned his real name, too.
Okay. And so you don't know if he's in the top or not?
I'm not sure if he's in the top 10. We're in February. He might be.
Yeah, February. Okay. I'm looking at this to say you know his real name. Well, I hope it's not Lobo. All right. Let's see.
No.
All right. Good. So number one, Crocodile Rock.
Elton John.
Number two, You're So Vain.
Carly Simon.
Number three, Why Can't We Live Together?
Oh, Timmy Thomas.
Absolutely.
I still love that song.
All right. Yeah, Steve Alamo produced it. All right. Number four, Oh Babe, What Would You Say?
This is the one. I found out that his real name is Norman Smith, but he went by Hurricane Smith.
Yes, on Capitol.
And he was a recording engineer who decided to try his hand at singing, and what do you know?
There you go, one-hit wonder. Number five, Superstition.
Stevie Wonder.
Number six, Do It Again.
Oh, Do It Again. Oh, Steely Dan.
Yeah, number seven, The World Is a Ghetto.
The World Is a Ghetto. War.
Yeah, absolutely right. Very good. All right, so we have number eight, Trouble Man.
Trouble Man?
Yep, Trouble Man.
Could you play it?
Well, let's see if I've lost the drive for the moment, but I can go to YouTube and probably find it. So let's see. That's the nice thing about it. They're all going to be there. So let's see if I can get there in record time or get there at all. So let's see. I know who this is. And I can't imagine where that drive is. All right. There we are. Yeah, more stuff is on YouTube than I realized. Got to find that out tonight. All right, so let's see. This is a nice song, actually.
Oh, Marvin Gaye.
Absolutely.
I didn't make it true.
It's a nice song.
Playing by the rules.
Yeah. Yeah, I knew the song but forgot the title.
Yeah, that's all right. Absolutely.
Okay.
Marvin Gaye is number...
Yeah, that was a very soulful song, as I recall.
Yeah, it was. It was a good song. That was not the 45 version I played, but I took whatever I could get. All right, so...
Okay.
Yeah, I was glad to get anything. All right, so...
Okay.
Number 999, Don't Expect Me to Be Your Friend.
That is Lobo.
I'm afraid it is. Yes. And let's see. So we have number 10. And that would be, let's see, where is it? It's here somewhere. Could It Be I'm Falling in Love?
Oh, the Spinners.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, so shall we move on and see how far you go?
We can try.
Number 11, Dueling Banjos.
Oh, it's, well, I know it's from the Deliverance movie.
Well, well, well. Is that your final answer?
Yeah.
All right, that's exactly it. It's Deliverance. All right.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. That was a gift. Okay, and number 12, Rocky Mountain High.
Oh, John Dutendorf, Denver.
Yeah. And we have number 13, Your Mama Don't Dance. And Your Daddy
Luggins
Don't Rock and Roll.
Christina.
Yep, absolutely. Number 14, Dancing in the Moonlight.
Oh, Harvest.
No, it's some. Well, Harvest is the second word.
King Harvest.
Yes, yes. All right, number 15, Killing Me Softly with His Song.
Roberta Flack.
16, Love Jones.
Oh, The Brighter Side of Darkness.
Yeah. Number 17.
I used to be fascinated by that song.
Yeah. Well, of course, then they did Basketball Jones, Cheech and Chong, and it was all over. But anyway.
yeah, right.
Number 17, Hi, Hi, Hi. Ugh.
Oh, McCartney. And people speculated about whether that was about sex or drugs, and ho, 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 it was about both.
Oh, lovely. Number 18. Daddy's Home, a remake, obviously, a Shep in the Limelight's originally. Daddy's Home.
Jermaine Jackson.
Yep. Number 18, Last Song. Only popular
Edward
because...
Edward Bear.
Yes, who was a group, not a person. Let's see. 20, Me and Mrs. Jones.
Billy Paul.
Yeah. 21.
Philadelphia Soul.
Yeah, Gamblin' Huff. 21, Jambalaya on the Bayou.
Creedence Clearwater?
Well, John Fogerty produced it.
John Fogerty.
No, yeah. Well, he produced it and sang it, but that's not the group.
Oh, something Boys.
No, well, no, actually, no Boys.
Blue.
Yeah, you're
yeah,
go with
I
that.
I know that this was John Fogerty's, you know, one time run with this group. The Blue.
Blue. That's absolutely blue. Right.
Yeah. Blue Ridge.
Yes, you got Ridge. That's good. You only need one more word.
Oh.
Blue Ridge what?
Yeah. Oh boy. I'm having a memory freeze here.
Yes. Well, it's the Blue Ridge Rangers.
Oh, okay. I wouldn't have gotten that.
Yeah,
oh.
So it was on Fantasy.
All right.
And it was interesting because it was John Fogerty all the way, but he's not even on the cover. You know, no mention of him whatsoever.
Yeah.
Well, you did very well, as usual. I'd expect no less.
Okay.
All right.
All righty.
Hang on, don't
have
go away.
Have a good week, everybody. Yeah. Who knows? I might be on this week or I might not.
All right.
Depends.
Well, either way, we'll look forward to it.
Bye.
Don't go away. All right. So confirm that address, which John probably has by heart by. But let's see. He chastised me for hanging up on Marshall without getting the address. I said, Marshall will call back. All right. So John called back with a bumper guess, I do believe. All right. So John in Covington, what'd you hear, you know?
I'm still holding, really, for the Carole King guest.
Oh, yeah, right. Well, that was gotten by a few people, but So.
Oh, well, okay. No matter.
Anybody else you recognize?
Oh, no, no.
All right. Well, if something comes to mind, let us know.
Don't worry.
All right, thanks.
Later.
Appreciate it.
Bye.
All right. So let's see what we got here with... Oh, good. I love it when you take me for a ride, so to speak, and Shane has taken me to South Bend. So, Shane, thanks for calling WGN Radio. How are you?
Good. How are you, Raleigh?
All right. How's the drive so far?
Kind of boring.
Yeah, that's right. So, so what are we doing here? You're guessing on my Lincoln question? Lincoln did this more than any other president?
Yeah, I know when he was younger, he ran for a lot of different offices. So I'm going to say before he became president, so I'm going to say that he lost most elections before he became president.
I love that answer. It's not right, but I do love that answer.
Oh, okay.
Thanks for trying.
Thanks, Raleigh.
Okay, bye. All right. And yes, I love to ride. So good. Going to South Bend tonight. Yeah, you know, the only thing is I've mentioned this, I'd probably ad nauseum, but when I had my little hobby of driving the interstate system before there really was much of one, when I was very young. The deal is that I loved it because you can look out and see the entire countryside and you see a Stuckey's off in the distance or whatever. Now, trees, except in parts of the West where they just don't oblige. Trees. You know, you're in Maine. One tree. Two trees. And 4,812 trees looks all the same to me. Trees. Just wrong. So, and I don't know, did they sprout up on their own? I'd hate to think somebody, planted them all. Kimberly and Dalton. All right, Kimberly, welcome back to WGN Radio. How are you? We lost Kimberly. Obviously, I'm talking too much. Hopefully, Kimberly will call back, and hopefully, Jean is doing well as well, and Christopher, and everybody else. So, we'll get to Naoto in Japan. Of course, it'll be Myers-Briggs. You know that. And there's plenty of room for you, too. So, yes, Lincoln is said to have done this more than any other president. Yeah? Done what? All right. So, if you don't know that, and you don't know any of my bumpers, you're about to hear another one of them. You could know it. Could happen. Then have your own category. Sky is the limit. Everybody knows something about something. We'll find out what you know about next on WGN Radio. You don't want to hold my hand, well, that's a little like me. You don't want to kiss me, honey, well, that's a little like me. Because I know the one day soon you're going to wake up and see. I'm the only one for you. GN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. Absolutely, first record the guy ever did. And I thought it was a great first start, not a hit. He did have hits, but yeah, I don't know what, well, I know what was wrong with this one. It was a label, to say the least. But just a fine song all the way around. And what did I do? Oh, I see what I did. I was going to say, I did something very wrong there, but now I know what it was. All right, and I fixed it. So, 888-876-5593-8888. Raleigh, and now, where were we? I believe that we were going to be talking to Naoto in Japan. How's it going, Naoto?
Yeah, I was just thinking about Japanese work culture.
Yeah?
And, yeah, you know, I was, researching on internet, so...
Uh-huh.
That's what I was doing.
Very good. All right. Well, now let's think about Myers-Briggs for a moment here. And you know, you know all the types. And one is known as the daredevil because they're amazing at taking charge and making things happen. What are they?
I think they're definitely extroverts.
Yes, true.
And I think the last letter would be J, like judging.
Nope.
No?
No, it's the ESTP. ESTP. And it says they're great at figuring out what needs to be done first, negotiating and winning people over. Whether they're looking after family and friends or handling stressful situations, ESTPs stay cool and collected, and they notice details others miss and naturally step up as leaders. They are the daredevil.
Oh, yeah, it makes sense now.
Okay, well, I'm glad you say that because I have no idea if it does, but I'm glad you passed muster on that. Good, good, excellent. All right, well, we'll talk to you next week.
All right, thank you so much.
Hey, thanks, appreciate it. All right, so, yeah, Naoto usually nabs them all, but hey, that's fine. Now, I believe that Kimberly has called back. Good, so Kimberly, are you with us?
Yes, I am, Raleigh. I'm sorry, my phone did a bubble right when you said hello, Kimberly. It went boop.
Anyway. Isn't that the way? Yeah.
Yeah. How are you tonight?
All right. What's going on?
Good. Well, I have some guesses for your trivia, but first of all, my mom wanted to tell you that was speaking with you, getting comfortable and brave on the phone for the radio. She was able to call and give her opinion on another show last night about
good.
The Super Bowl. So
yeah, Lionel,
to
yeah,
thank you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you.
And I hear she sounded great.
Yeah, she does. She always does.
Yeah,
but she credits it to you.
Well, good.
Anyway, I had a few guesses.
Okay.
I think I had five, but I think I forgot one. Anyway, one is that he wrote the most passages in his speeches.
Next.
He detained the most military suspect traitors with getting rid of habeas corpus.
Next.
He spent the most money on the military without congressional approval.
Next.
I had one more. Oh God!
And I'm glad. By the way,
he oversaw the military himself more than any other president.
Nope. And I'm really glad you're far enough away from me, and you're only on the phone because when you find out what this is, you're going to hit me. So I just know it. So it's good you're at a distance. But yeah, it'll become a straggler for next week, so you can think about it for a week. And yeah, you'll be pissed. All right. So think outside the box.
Oh, and Elizabeth was wanting to ask about talking together. We told her trivia night, and that's a night to do it, so we're going to try tomorrow.
All right, good deal.
Because the baby doll is 2 months old today.
Oh, good. Well, yeah, call tomorrow night, and we'll have a little celebration.
Okay, you
right.
Take care.
Okay, thanks. Appreciate it.
Okay.
All right, so.
Thank you.
888-876-5593. We'll get to Stacy in Algonquin. Been a few weeks since we've heard from Stacy. That's always nice. And we got Jeff in Homewood. And we've got room for you, too, right after the news right here on WGN Radio.
Cause my baby loves me, and I'm her only fella. Ooh, crazy about my baby.
My baby.
Crazy about my baby.
My baby.
And it's plain to see she's crazy about me. Personality that drives me wild. She's not a put on and she's not make believe. She don't mind sharing love so that she may receive. She's mellow.
It's got to be mellow.
Yes, my baby's mellow.
It's got to be mellow.
And oh yeah.
She's my baby and I love her.
And I'm her only fella.
And I place no one above her.
Ooh.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Yeah, that's just a wonderful song. Sometimes I'm sitting here, I forget I'm on the radio. I sit there just enjoying that. So, yeah. Who is it? 888-876-5593. All right. So, Stacy in Algonquin, it's been a while. How are you doing, Stacy?
Hey, Raleigh. I'm great.
Good.
Good to talk to you.
Yeah. All right. So, we're going to do What?
5x5.
All right. Here we go. Sears Tower was officially changed to what name in 2009?
Okay, that was...
And I know you know this. You're in Chicago.
Trump.
No, Willis Tower.
Willis.
That's all right. You're allowed to get one wrong. That's okay. You just have to get the next four right. Okay. What animal could be Angora, Russian Blue, or Persian?
A cat.
Yes. Rand McNally is known for what?
The dictionary.
Maps. It's maps.
Oh.
Yeah, Rand McNally makes maps. Oh, well, there's always next week.
Try again. can I have some requests?
Yeah, let me get something out to write on here. Yeah, I played a really nice Lou Rawls last week. I don't know if you heard it, but I thought of you when I played it.
Oh, I think I did.
Yeah, it was a great little record, yeah. All right, so what are we requesting?
Okay, James Brown, any record.
Okay, any record, all right. All right, what else?
And I think I'll do one Lou Rawls.
Okay.
The Delphonics.
All right.
Let's see. I think I'll stick with those for now.
Okay. Good choices. You'll hear them this week.
Great. I'll talk to you soon, Raleigh.
Okay, thanks. Appreciate it.
Bye.
All right, so 888-876-5593. It's 8888-Raleigh. Red is in Chicago. Heard a bumper. He knows. What'd you hear, Red?
The last song you played, Got to Be Mellow, was about Dionne Haywood.
Well, good enough. It's Leon Haywood, but okay.
Leon Haywood.
Yeah, absolutely. Leon Haywood. I think that's a wonderful song. Well, you are a winner. The prizes are worthless. It takes forever to get something, but eventually you'll like the certificate and something else you don't want, like a 45 or tablet or something. But hold on. We'll get your address. And,
Raleigh, could I ask for a request?
Yeah, absolutely.
The Skyliner is the loser.
Oh, okay. You betcha. Let's write that. Yeah. Now, hang on, Red. Don't go away.
All right,
so good deal. Yes, the loser. All right, that'll be fun. Now, what are we doing here? I believe we're going to do charts with Ralph and Rockford. Always fun. But Jeff and Homewood wants Seinfeld trivia, so I got to look some up for you, Jeff. How's it going?
Going good.
All good.
Let me take a thinking thing.
Okay, all right. What do you think?
He vetoed more legislation than anybody else.
He what?
Vetoed more legislation.
Oh, I like that. That's a nice guess. It's not right, but it's a good guess.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know if it's right or not, but it's not the answer I'm looking for. So let's see what we can do here. We have 92 Seinfeld questions, they say. And so out of these 92, I'll just pick one. Let's see. Okay. In season 4... the episode The Smelly Car, Jerry's BMW 5 Series gets stanky, and Jerry assumes that the source of the body odor was someone with what profession?
Valet.
Absolutely right. You're 100% right. It was the valet. Absolutely. All right. Good deal. Absolutely. I'm impressed. All right, Jeff.
You know anything about that?
Yeah.
They played that episode tonight.
Really?
Yeah. I didn't watch it, but I saw it.
Well, that's interesting. And, of course, I have no idea because I've never seen any episode of Seinfeld. So, there you go. How about that? Well, I'm sure there's a I should look. John bought me a lottery ticket. I should look. Maybe I'm a winner tonight. We'll find out. All right. Hang on. You're absolutely right. Don't go away. All right. So, that's right. The valet. Yeah, I could see that as an answer, whether you wanted it to be or not. And so we put Jeff on hold, and we get a request from Russ. All right, Russ, what's your request?
Well, I have three of them. Mm-hmm. Whenever you could get them in, I'd appreciate it. But, okay, one is Gonna Take a Lot of Love, Nicolette Larson.
Oh, yeah, Lot of Love. Absolutely.
Okay, is that it? Okay.
Yeah, Lot
and
of
then,
Love.
And then Personally by Carla Bonif.
Bonfil. Yeah, absolutely.
And then The Righteous Brothers, an old Sam Cooke song, but I thought they did a wonderful version, and I have a question about that. And the song is A Change Is Gonna Come.
Uh-huh.
And the guy that sings the I part with The Righteous Brother,
uh-huh,
it's, you know, they're a duet, but he sings the whole song, but what a voice. But I was wondering, like, I know, and that was from an album, Soul and Inspiration,
uh-huh,
probably around 1965.
Right.
And I was wondering, were they poor white guys from the South? And did they have, he sings it with such compassion, like with that song, it's only, it meant to be from the black with discrimination, like a change is going to come.
Well, that
he's got the... Yeah,
yeah. That was certainly what Sam Cooke was singing. But the Righteous Brothers were two guys from Los Angeles, and white guys, Bill Medley and Bobby Hatfield. And
okay, right.
They started singing in the early 60s, and nobody really noticed it. But then they hooked up with Phil Spector. And, of course, you know, you've lost that love and feeling and all that. So Soul and Inspiration. So that was their big stuff. But, yeah, Bill Medley actually went on to a pretty good solo career. He also did a duet with Jennifer Warnes, I've Had the Time of My Life, which was from Dirty Dancing. So that's who he was. But
and we know that they weren't the they weren't brothers. We know that.
Well, no, Bill Medley and Bobby Hatfield. No, I don't think they were brothers.
Right? No, they were not. And then they asked him that question: how did you come up with that name? And someone, they were performing somewhere, and someone in the audience yelled out,
"That's Righteous
Brothers, Inspiration or something." And that's how they got.
No, that's Righteous Brother is what it came from.
Oh, is that it?
Yeah.
Okay, you got it.
Yeah, that's Righteous,
okay,
brother.
Thanks a lot, Brian.
All right.
And you and John, I wish you the best. And thank you for your program. There's nothing like talk radio. I'm in Chicago, and you're the only one. And then after you, they got Lie on WGN.
Yeah.
If you listen to WGN during the day, you don't get anything. They got these talk show guys or whatever. They don't take calls. And even if they do, you're not going to get in because it's nothing but commercials. It's the news. It's the commercials. It's this. They work 4 hours. They're lucky to put in about an hour and a half. That's why night radio is the greatest. And you, of course, you're at the top of the list. With your knowledge, and I can't believe your memory. You're ungodly.
I wish that was true anymore. Now, I'm saying to John, I think I'm developing dementia.
Pretty sharp to me.
Well, I wish I knew where that music drive was, but I'll let you know when I find it. All right,
well,
thanks.
Well, that's a better story.
Appreciate it, Russ. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, bye. Yeah, I'll leave computers everywhere. I leave my purse. It's just terrible. And, yeah. We'll get to Ralph in Rockford. Going to do some charts and talk about all sorts of stuff, I'm sure. And there's plenty of room for you to. The Lincoln question, if you don't get it tonight, will be a holdover for next week. And Abe Lincoln is said to have done this more times than any other president. Done what? 888-876-5593. And like I say, good thing you're all long distance, because you're going to slap me when you hear this answer. Or not. We'll leave it to you, coming up on WGN Radio.
Misery and pain. side. So if you don't want to, don't want to see me cry, please don't ever, ever say goodbye. Just straighten up your heart. Start up anew, and if you do this for me, I'll know your love it is true.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. That was written by Sharon McMahon, and she was great. She started writing songs when she was 12 in Detroit, and she auditioned for disc jockey Ollie McLaughlin, who, of course, had, you know, Karen and Carla and Moira and Ruth, and pretty much everybody recorded her stuff as far as that goes, not only on Ollie's labels and Ollie's acts, to say the least, but a number of other things too, including British Invasion, The Searchers. Had a top 10 record with something she wrote, and but she wrote that, and I thought it was a great little record, and of course it was not a hit. So who is that? You should know. It's pretty easy, I think. All right, so let's see. We're going to get some Lincoln guesses, and then we're going to do some charts. So Naoto called back. He thinks he knows about Lincoln. What do you think?
Yeah, I have 6 guesses.
Okay.
And first one is Street Fight.
Nope.
Getting into Street Fight.
I like it,
nope.
But nope.
My second... the second one is maybe Traveling?
Nope.
Nope. Third one is Getting Drunk?
No.
Okay. My fourth one is maybe like Mowing? Like mowing the lawn?
Nope.
Nope. My fifth guess is maybe cut his own hair.
Nope.
My final guess is maybe like fortune telling.
Think about it for a week and call me next week with more guesses.
Okay,
thanks.
For taking my call.
Appreciate it. Yeah, I like those. Those were varied. That's the whole idea with it when we do this show. You know that these questions are off the wall. So Jim in Chicago going to take some guesses. What do you think, Jim?
Hey, good evening, Raleigh, or good morning in your case.
Yes.
My one guess, leftover memory from high school, which was a long time ago, he was a wrestling champion. I think he only lost one fight in his life.
This is true, but that's not the answer.
Oh, well, we'll try anyway, I guess.
Yes, thank I'm you. So glad you called. Do it again. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right. Yeah, that's true. So there's probably a lot of things, but I'm looking for one in particular, don't you know. Linda in Kinley Park. Welcome back to WGN Radio.
I have a guess on the last bumper. Was it Barbara Lewis?
Absolutely right. We have a winner. Of course it was. Yes, all right. So here's the deal. Prizes are worthless. Eventually you get a certificate. That's the fun part. And then something else you don't want, like a 45 RPM or a tabloid or something. And it takes forever to get anything. But hold on, and we'll get your address. And I promise you'll eventually see something in your mail. Don't go away.
Thanks, and that all was right. A great song.
Oh, yes, I think so, too. And I think that little girl was just terrific, this 12-year-old, and Ollie McLaughlin was terrible. You know, Barbara Lewis wrote Hello, Stranger, and she didn't get the royalties until about 10 years ago. So,
oh, gosh.
Yeah, just horrible. But all those acts he had, like the Capitals and Deion Jackson, I mean, it was just great, but he didn't pay the royalties. All right, hang on, don't go away. All right, so, I hope that Sharon got something. But she did some other stuff besides Ollie's stuff. She did some Etta James stuff. So, yeah, and 3 Degrees and all like that. So now, what are we doing here? We are putting Linda on hold to get her address, and we're talking to Ralph in Rockford. All right, he's going to be our final call tonight. So, Ralph, how's it going?
Well, thank you. Good morning, Raleigh.
Yeah, what's up?
Well, I must say the last 45 minutes were very interesting in music and what was being said there. Very, very interesting.
All right.
And especially... I liked when you played there earlier, you played She's a Butter Mover.
Yes. And do you know who that was?
Well, I know who did one version. That was the Sir Douglas Quintet.
Well, sure, and Doug Sam wrote it, but who did this one? And it was 1968, it was on Cotillion, it was recorded at Fame Rick Hall Studio in Muscle Shoals, and it was a Chicago act. He used to
be
on Wonderful, one of the Leaner labels.
Oh, I see. I know it wasn't Phil Douglas Quintet, but I had never or very seldom heard the version that you played, so
yep.
I wouldn't be able to answer that question.
It was Otis Clay.
Otis Clay. Oh,
yeah.
I write it down, and then later on, what interested me too was Leon Haywood.
Oh, yeah.
Leon Haywood, maybe later on sometimes, not today, of course, or this week, whenever you have time, I would like to hear by him, Don't Push It, Don't Force It.
All right. Yeah, that was almost a hit.
Yeah, almost. Yeah, well, I thought it was a hit in May 1980 or so. But
yeah, a little bit.
And then also you mentioned Bill Medley, you know, believe it or not, but about a few years ago I saw him in Iowa in the Four Cities.
Yeah, he's doing the Righteous Brothers with Jimmy Walker, not the same guy you'd think, but yes, Jimmy Walker.
No, it wasn't Bobby Hatfield.
No, but yeah, Bobby was at a long time ago. He's singing with Jimmy Walker now.
Yeah, oh, okay, well, he gave a concert there in Bettendorf,
uh-huh.
The Isle of Capri.
Right.
And he was very, I liked him, a very good performer.
Uh-huh.
Very good performer and very, very, there was meet and greet, you know, and he's a very nice gentleman, down to earth, and he's a good artist for me.
This is terrible, Ralph, but I got a minute and a half, so we need to get to your top 10, and I don't even know if we'll finish them. You ready?
Okay, yeah.
All right,
okay.
And by the way, for anybody who's wondering, tomorrow night at the start of the show, I will tell you what all the bumpers were and why I played them. All right, so, because I know.
Right.
Okay, number one, I'm Leaving It Up to You.
Oh, that was Dale and Grace.
Right, number two, Washington Square.
Little Stumpers.
Number three, Deep Purple.
Nino Tempo and April Stevens.
Number four, Sugar Shack.
Oh, that was one of my favorites, Jimmy Gilmore and the Fireballs.
Number five, It's All Right.
Oh, that was It's All Right. What Impressions?
Yes, number six, She's a Fool.
Oh, that was Leslie Gore, It's My Body.
Number seven, Everybody.
Oh, Everybody, or Tommy Rowe.
Right, number eight, Bossa Nova Baby.
Oh, one of my favorites, Elvis Presley.
Number nine, Dominique. Oh, God.
Oh, that was a sad ending there.
Yes.
That very sad ending. There was a singing nun.
And number 10, Maria Elena.
Oh, that was a beautiful song that was Los Indios Trabajadores.
Good enough, Trabajadores. Okay, hang on, don't go away. You're a winner. We'll talk more soon. Call me back this week. Call earlier. Don't go away. All right, so that's a wrap. We thank Adam for keeping us on the air and keeping me in line. We thank John for screening your calls, the absolute best. But above all, I thank you for calling. That's what makes the show a pleasure to do. Full shows all this week, starting at 10 o'clock Central, so 21 hours from now is a date. Until then, I'm Raleigh James. It's WGN Radio.